Good morning. It's January 9th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you are listening to is God of Mercy and Compassion by the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of the Apostles. Today's title is Exhausted. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." 1 Kings 19:5, New King James. How is it that just living our lives can be simply exhausting from time to time? It seems like working to provide for one's family, raising children, being a loving spouse, keeping oneself healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually should just be something that comes with the territory, right? My mom used to call it crying tired. When it takes all of your effort just to get out of bed in the morning, when it's hard to put one foot in front of the other. No less fill even one of the roles listed above. That's crying tired. When you're exhausted, it's also easy to get depressed. If you're too tired to play all your roles, then you can easily start to believe that you're just not good enough. And if that's the case, you can start to feel like you're not of much value to anyone. All of us have occasionally experienced these feelings. Even in the absence of clinical depression, we can become so tired that the little joys of life simply escape us. When I was a resident at UC San Francisco in the early 1980s, we would work 36-hour shifts, 12 hours off, and then another 36 on, for weeks at a time. I became adept at sleeping standing up in elevators, often missing my floor several times until a kind stranger would loudly ask my floor, often with a gentle nudge. More than once, my 1976 five-speed stick-shift Celica would roll backwards at a red light as my foot came off the brake, briefly gathering speed before crashing into the front of the hapless driver behind me on one of San Francisco's infamous steep hills. Decades later, I would see my eldest daughter trying valiantly to handle the overlapping total dependence of her 1 and 3-year-olds while still trying to keep house, work, cook, clean, and care for herself and her husband. I had seen this played out hundreds of times in my own postpartum patients. Physical exhaustion leads to mental exhaustion, and vice versa. During the Vietnam War, the Viet Cong would keep our prisoners awake with loud music and bright lights until their mental capacity to resist simply evaporated and they were left teetering on the edge of insanity. Such is the importance of sleep and the danger of exhaustion. Clearly, getting enough sleep, scheduling mental breaks away from children, work, and responsibility, whether with weekly date nights, weekends away, or simply a daily 20 to 30 minutes of meditation, exercise, or just quiet time, are all techniques to employ for our mental and physical well-being. But when totally exhausted, to the point of anxiety, depression, and the fear that one simply cannot go on, we need to keep the prophet Elijah in mind. Running into the desert to escape the wicked Queen Jezebel, Elijah fell beneath the shade of a broom bush and asked God to simply take his life. Remarkably, this was only days after God had proven his faithfulness with first fire and then torrential rain on Mount Carmel. Still, the prophet was spent to the point of mental, physical, and spiritual exhaustion. What did God do? Did he boom out from the clouds a rousing halftime pep talk? Did he explain all the ways that Elijah had brought this on himself and then detail an intricate plan to return him to full power? No. He sent an angel, who provided water and a loaf of bread, and commanded Elijah, "Get up and eat." When he finally obeyed, he regained his strength and went on 40 days and nights until he reached Mount Horeb and his personal encounter with God himself. The main thing is to keep the main thing, Stephen Covey. You can't get second things by putting them first. You get second things by putting first things first. C.S. Lewis. Lord, when life gets frenetic and overwhelming, remind me of the angel in Elijah. All I need to do is take the next small step. Get up and eat. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.